written by Mick Jagger, whom she later dated, and Keith Richards. A spokesperson says Faithfull died peacefully in London today in the company of her loving family. She was 78. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
An American teenager has been killed in a suspected so-called honor killing in Pakistan.
Hira Anwar was born in America to Pakistani parents who'd already been living in the U.S. for a decade. But recently the family, by now U.S. citizens, moved back to Pakistan. And now Hira Anwar is dead, shot to death by her own father, who allegedly objected to her clothes, her lifestyle, and her TikTok videos. If her death is found to be an honor killing, he'll face a mandatory life sentence under a new law in Pakistan. Before that, the killers could avoid a jail term if pardoned by the victim's family. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
NASA's 2 stuck astronauts have taken their first spacewalk together, exiting the International Space Station almost 8 months after moving in. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore performed maintenance work, and the pair expected to stay just a week when they arrived at the space station last June, but there was a problem with their capsule, and now their ETA is late March or early April. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-30s for Saturday, some rain again Sunday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Girls are here. National Park to historic Hornick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kind of a drag. A dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in the fall like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my baby. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Beware. Now this thing called love. at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night, wanting to hold it tight. I tried so hard to mess myself that this feeling just can't be right.
Just can't seem to drink it off my mind.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the Timeless Hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just a question.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Sources tell CBS News that one air traffic controller was doing the work of two last night at Reagan National Airport when an American Airlines regional jet collided with an Army helicopter. All 67 people aboard the aircraft died. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
One of the many questions NTSB investigators are going to seek to understand here was a decision by air traffic controllers to move this plane from one runway to another not long before the accident happened. They also want to understand the communications between air traffic controllers and those Army pilots. Did they understand where this plane was and where to look for it in time?
The close-knit figure skating community is mourning the loss of fellow skaters in that mid-air collision. CBS News Baltimore's Dennis Valera spoke to Ting Sui, a Team USA figure skater.
I did know two skaters on the plane, a coach and their parents, who I was pretty close with. They trained in Delaware.
Sui says figure skating is a small, tight-knit community, and this tragedy will take some time to recover from.
They were all young. These were young, promising skaters invited to the camp. It's a huge loss to have so many of us on that flight.
More of President Trump's cabinet nominees have spent the day on the Capitol Hill for confirmation hearings. Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. face some tough questions. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on the Patel hearing as he looks to be the next FBI director.
Democrats and Republicans tried to press him on some of his past statements and views, particularly around January 6th, whether or not the president lost the 2020 election. He did break briefly with President Trump on January 6th, saying he does not support this blanket pardon or clemency for those who committed acts of violence against law enforcement, but for the most part stuck to the script.
Released Israeli hostage Agam Berger, who was taken in the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, is among the eight hostages released today. Israel released 110 Palestinian prisoners in the exchange. A new test can tell doctors which people with irritable bowel disease could develop cancer.
British researchers tested precancerous tissue cells from IBD patients with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. Their algorithm proved more than 90% accurate in predicting which would develop bowel cancer over the next 5 years. The next step, developing a blood test to identify those people most at risk so they can catch the cancer early. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Former Miami Heat and Chicago Bull guard Dwayne Wade says he has lost part of his kidney due to cancer. The Chicago native says on his Y Network podcast that he was diagnosed a little over a year ago. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Tesla is increasingly being viewed as an artificial intelligence company by Wall Street. CBS's Jason Brooks reports.
Tesla's bread and butter is electric vehicles, which account for 80% of the company's overall revenue. But the focus of Elon Musk's earnings call with analysts was primarily about autonomous driving, AI, and humanoid robotics. Musk says that unsupervised full self-driving technology will launch this summer in Austin, Texas, and will soon follow in California and other states as Tesla looks to jumpstart its robo-taxi business and provide instant competition for rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. eased for the second week in a row, but remains just below 7%. Little relief for prospective home shoppers looking ahead to the spring home buying season. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says that the rate fell to 6.95% from 6.96% last week. A year ago, it averaged 6.6%. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy with rain developing across the area. Mid-30s at sunrise. Our winds becoming light and variable. Rain looks likely for Friday. A mostly cloudy sky. North winds gusting to 30. Highs in the upper 30s. Right now it's 40.